A weak solidarity brigadier minister when that bastion of socialist courage and dedication, well, he doesn't make a point of it, but he was raised in public housing by a single mum and led the Parliamentary Friends of Palestine, until it mattered. Yes, big Supremo Anthony Albanese celebrated May Day by warning, quote, warning evil unions not to upset their caring employers. The great world resource behemoths in the Pilbara, where caring employers and lazy Aboriginal workers have coexisted in win-win harmony for decades without the unnecessary disruption of evil unions. Anthony warned evil unions not to abuse industrial powers, because we know in caring business class relations, all the power lies with unions and workers. You only have workers and union members if you have successful businesses, Anthony saged. Goodness, the great resource behemoths caring employers couldn't have put it better. That's why they need to work together with common interests and not abuse any privileges which are there. Anthony didn't outline what privileges are there, but shades of his socialist predecessor, nuclear hawk himself, getting Troubler Aussie together. And didn't that work a treat? The Western Troubler Aussie Chamber of Minerals and Energy Profits said, union action, for which we read union existence, threatens, undermines Troubler Aussie's bargaining position for fuel amid the current Middle East crisis. There, the fuel problem has nothing to do with capitalism. It's the workers and evil unions yet again. To make matters worse, the Western Mine Workers Alliance claimed workers in the Pilbara have seen their wages fall well behind cost of living increases over the past decade. As if. Can't be true, because the caring employers point out keeping unions out creates a win-win scenario. Yes, how's that work? We asked. Well, we win and we win. Well, yeah, that's win-win. So thanks, Anthony, for celebrating May Day with a large dose of working class solidarity. But we couldn't expect less. The great resource behemoths were also celebrating after Anthony assured them the socialists would not tax gas. Summed up beautifully by a Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin headline, huge print, gas tax relief. Then kicker, Woodside with profits welcomes Albanese decision to avoid levy on LNG exports. That says it all, doesn't it? Another courageous socialist capitulation. Some long-haired commie greenie wouldn't work in an eye and anti-progress disruptors might think gas tax relief should mean relief for the public purse, but Anthony knows that's not the socialist thing to do. And we all know the positive role Western Troubler Aussie Supremo Roger Cook the Planet plays in ensuring we have more and more and more gas from which to transition from gas. Well, this week, Roger made yet another compassionate, caring contribution to the socialist cause. As slaughter and destruction and genocide and starvation continue apace across the so-called Middle East, itself a colonial nomenclature, Roger saw a silver lining in all that slaughter. We can cash in on the rupture of global supply chains. He rubbed his hands together on behalf of Woodside with Santos Us the Prophets et al. Exciting news, Roger. Exciting prophets. Keep the killing going. Making a killing here, and making a killing everywhere, really, the technology behemoths, we learned Google and Meta siphoned $11 billion out of Troubler Aussie, transferred to overseas entities which happened to be themselves, and sadly weren't able to pay tax on all their massive profits because they weren't able to pay tax on all their massive profits. Not quite true. They paid something like 0.00% of their exorbitant profits, ensuring they met their legal tax obligations. Although they are upset that Anthony has mooted a tax on them if they don't reach an agreement with the huge mainstream media behemoths, technical giants versus media giants. Who do we barrack for? Elon must have more or Lord Rupert a whopping? Question. If Lord Rupert wins the battle, obtains the new income, how much of the new income stream will the workers who produce the news content see? But good on Anthony for also celebrating May Day by supporting Lord Rupert. When US of the UN of the US of the world, big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor, meets our head of state. No, listen, Donald is not yet our official head of state. Unofficial, okay, but not yet. Our head of state, his most gracious majesty, it's hard to know who to feel sorry for. Well, let's face it, neither, because they deserve each other. But the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin thought the state dinner so important, it published a full list of dinner guests, a motley collection of trample the poor sycophants and or filthy rich of the filthy rich caring business class and trample the poor nepotic family, all make zillions out of Donald's caring business class policies, or what passes policies. And notice one of the biggest getting filthy richer beneficiaries, Donald's son-in-law, Jared Cashing Narin, was described as the honourable. And I thought, in what universe has Jared become honourable? Horrible, okay, but honourable, unless making squillions out of nepotism qualifies. Then again, if we look at all the people referred to as the honourable, then yeah, Jared probably does qualify. And what a pity we're not US OB citizens. We miss out on Donald's latest gift to the nation. With his customary modesty, the Don will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence with US OB passports featuring his face against a background of national and state symbols with his signature in gold. And his signature will also appear on banknotes, a first for a sitting big supremo, trample the poor land. The Wapping Sin devoted almost an entire page with huge picky Monday to a protest over war crimes charges against poor Ben Robert Smites the Bad Guys. Picky showing exactly two people holding a huge banner. And the Wapping Sin said about 300 people carried on about the miscarriage of justice. Now, Palestine rallies attract many, many more crowds than that, yet only get a mention if something controversial occurs with which the Wapping Sin, Lord Rupert feel they can attack it. Get a whole page about the injustice of charging an alleged war criminal rather than letting justice take its course? This followed the cloying day after day wall-to-wall celebration of a military disaster. And shame, shame, the evil CFMEU took Monday off, even though there was no public holiday in Victoria, prompting the righteously disgusted Wapping Sin to headline Honour Anzacs by bludging. Shame, workers, shame. Other states did have a public holiday, so obviously every worker in those states is a bludger. Shame, all workers, shame. Gambling giant Tab We Cop Yours has banned 8 professional punters who broke the rules by winning. That is, consistently winning more than they were losing. We had no choice, Tab We Cop Supremo Gil McClock then explained. They displayed total disregard for the interests of our shareholders. So people can bet as long as they don't win. Absolutely, we welcome them with open arms. Bringing us back to Donald. As we know, the World Cup is imminent, hosted by North America. Trample the poor Canada, trample the poor Mexico, and trample the poor US OB. And soccer-mad Italy failed to qualify, while evil Iran did qualify. But what's that matter? Donald now says Italy should be reinstated and replace Iran. Forget the rules, which the Don knows are spelt, trample the poor. After all, the sycophants at FIFA, the world football body, greased Donald with some confected peace medal or other in honour of all the people he has slaughtered in just 15 months. Getting slaughtered financially, apparently, poor Harry Trigubov, who I think is Triple Wazzy's second or third richest person behind our Gina. Oh, and as a by-the-by, let's recommend that No Notions That Appalling Hoonson pilot her own plane. Thanks, Gina. Poor Harry, our biggest property developer, is a victim of the housing crisis. The Prudential Regulation Authority is making life almost impossible for developers. He spoke for all of us. It must be reformed. Poor Harry, a housing crisis. Still, he struggles on his trillions. Finally, as the first report lands from the Bondi His Most Gracious Majesty's Con Mission, another dedicated socialist, New South Wales Supremo Chris Minghee, responded, "We must stop hate spilling into terrorism." Well said, Chris, who must have realised their actions display the hate his constabulary must have for long-haired commie protesters. Happy May Day. Good morning.